Brandon, were you surprised at all when the Patriots called your name?
Yeah, man, I was real surprised, man. It seemed like a long, long wait, but, you know, it paid it off, and I'm glad I went to the Patriots.
Did they contact you? Did you come up here for a visit?
Yeah, I came on a visit, too, and then, like right before they called my name, Bill Belichick called me, man. I was really excited.
Brandon, how's the knee, and do you anticipate being able to compete in training camp?
Since the Patriots got him, I'm just willing to rehab, and we'll see what happens after that.
What knee was that?
The right knee.
How did you injure it?
Somebody hit me from the side on the punt return.
And what game was that, Brandon?
The Notre Dame game.
Brandon, did the Patriots express any interest in using you as a punt and kickoff returner? Obviously, you had a lot of success doing that at North Carolina.
Well, like I said, we'll see. Whatever the Patriots, whatever they want me to do, I'm going to do it. You know, y'all already know what I can do. So, like I said, whatever they want me to do, I'm willing to do it.
Brandon, there was a report out that you had tested positive for marijuana at the combine. Is that true?
Well, I know I had made a mistake, and all that is behind me. You know, I'm just moving forward, getting ready to go to the NFL, play for the Patriots.
Brandon, was that something that came up when you talked to teams through this draft process? They wanted you to explain that.
Well, now, like I said, you know, all that is behind me. Whatever happened with that, it happened, so I'm moving forward.
Were you concerned that it might affect your draft status at all?
Well, I mean, I knew it probably would, but like I said, I wouldn't really. I mean, I knew it probably would, but I was still waiting on that call because I knew somebody would give me a chance, and I thank the Patriots for that. So I'm gonna come in, and I'm willing to work for them.
How happy were you that call did come eventually?
Oh man, I was really excited. My family, everybody in the whole house was just jumping around the whole house felt like it was rocking.
Where were you when you got the call?
Back home at my mother's house.
Where's that?
Back home in Burlington, North Carolina.
Are you looking forward to perhaps learning from someone like a Randy Moss or a Wes Welker?
Like I said, I'm willing to come in. I know one of them will take me up under their wing, you know, whatever they tell me. It got to be the right thing because they know, you know, they want the best. So, like I said, I'm glad that I'm on a team like this and hopefully I can just learn to get better.
What kind of preconceived ideas do you have about a franchise like the Patriots? How familiar are you with Coach Belichick, with Tom Brady, with Randy Moss?
I was already real familiar with that, you know, the Patriots, their caliber, their team, you know, their championship team, whatever. But, you know, like I said, Bill Belichick, he gave me a chance, so I'm going to come in and work hard, extra hard for him.
Sorry, Brandon, just to clarify, you feel you'll be ready for the mini camp in June and training camp in July, or you're not sure you'll be ready at that time?
Like I told you, when I go up there, just go rehab, or whatever happens, happens.
Have you had any setbacks to this point?
Nah, like I'm still going. I'm still moving forward. So something good came out of it. So like I said, I'm still gonna continue to work harder and harder.
Are you concerned at all about the injury having an impact on your speed, agility, you know, ability to, you know, separate?
No, I'm not really concerned at all. Cause I know what I can do personally as a player. So you know, I'm rehabbing, just trying to get back to that state.
Is this the first time you ever suffered an injury of this type?
Yes, sir.